Welcome to Good Company for Tuesday, March 29th, and we're going to talk about medieval habits, animal encounters, and a surprise chef in the cafeteria. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bring you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and I love history. I love just learning more about the life that our ancestors lived, no matter where they were. So many different cultures. It's incredible. And there was a recent discovery about the way our ancestors used to sleep. So imagine, you know, it's around 2300 hours, and it's back, you know, in the years like 1600 and something. And people are waking up. Like, usually this is when we're going to sleep, or we've already been asleep and we're looking to get a good solid 8 hours of sleep. But back in the medieval times, they actually had two sleeps. It is a medieval habit that was all but forgotten until pretty recently. Going through different transcripts and reading more about people's lives, they realized that people would wake up around midnight. They might get a snack, might go hang out by the fireside. People might come to visit, and then everyone would go back to sleep again shortly thereafter. So it was like the first sleep, and they wake up, and they go back to sleep again. So I'm not too sure why this was a thing, first sleeps, then second sleeps. But yeah, they truly would wake up, stay up for a while, and then go back to bed. So maybe if you're doing some, waking up in the middle of the night and then going back to bed, honestly, it used to be a thing. It's weird though, right? Because if I wake up in the middle of the night, I am really frustrated. Like, I want to go back to sleep. But anytime between midnight and 2, yes, that would be the time that people would be up and then get ready for their second sleep. So there you go. Who knew? Maybe it was because they didn't have electricity. So they would go to bed when it was dark, then they'd wake up and then go back to sleep again. I don't know, but there you go. Two sleeps. Do you think we should bring this back? Yeah, I don't know. Like sleeping in shifts. It just doesn't sound like something that would work in this day and age. But hey, maybe for you, this is something that you already do. You just naturally wake up in the middle of the night, hang out, maybe read the Bible and have some tea and then go back to bed. Guess what? It was a popular circadian rhythm for people and their sleep habits. So I'm curious, should we bring back the two sleeps like days gone by? Or are you good with just 8 hours straight and call it a day? I'm Holly Taylor. Today's a Tuesday, which means a brand new episode from the ladies Donna Carter and Kevin Pankhurst for their podcast, Grow on the Go. You can actually find it at faithstrongtoday.com, so you can find out previous episodes as well. Better yet, wherever you get your podcasts, look for Grow on the Go. Download, subscribe, get the notifications that you never miss an episode. And you can always be a part of their conversations just by listening in. It's always a lot of fun just hearing how they interact. And yet they're all talking about just their faith and what that means from a female perspective and from the culture that we find ourselves in. So some great conversations for you on Grow on the Go. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about the medieval habit of two sleeps, where they would go to bed, wake up around midnight or so, and then go back to sleep. Now, back in the day, they had a lot of things to be worried about, like somebody breaking in, like the fire going out and then literally freezing to death. So there are reasons why the two sleeps actually do make a lot of sense. And now culture has changed so much, so it might not be realistic for you to set your alarm now for 11 o'clock at night and then go back to bed at 1 or 2. But maybe this is something your body already naturally does. Some people are anxious about that, but maybe your circadian rhythm is just more aligned with medieval times. And so embrace it. Maybe just make it so that you wake up, read the Bible, have a snack, have a nice cup of soothing chamomile tea, and then go back to bed. Of course, it is something to do a little bit more research on, but I just thought it so fascinating. Producer Mike, two sleeps, yes or no?
I would be interested. I'd do that quite frequently. It's sort of wake up in the middle of the night, and then, well, now I'm up. I've been looking at my phone because that's not a good thing to do. So of course I've been doing it. And now my eyes are open. You're right.
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea or something and try to relax, get that circadian rhythm calmed down again and go, you know, stoke the fire, go back to bed.
It's just weird to think that one single period of sleep might not actually be our natural default. It just seems very weird.
Well, it would make sense. Look at nature and, you know, birds when they're sleeping on power lines, right? The ones on the either side at the end of that line are usually have one eye open. It makes sense to sort of protect yourself. It's natural, I think.
Yeah. And now we don't have the same kind of worries. We've got locks on our doors. We have furnaces. So we are afforded the luxury of being able to sleep one sleep, not two. But I'm curious. You can text in 905-338-1250. Rachel, she says, I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the washroom every night. I'm just going to start embracing it. Rachel, let me know how that goes for you. Let's not panic over it. Our ancestors did it. They turned out fine. I mean, we're here, right? Maybe that's not perfect logic, but we'll roll with it today. It's interesting, though. Something to ponder. We are also a podcast here at Good Company. So wherever you get your podcasts, just look for Good Company. It's easy breezy. If you want to check us out on demand, don't forget you can download the MyJoy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. And voila, you can catch out some of the most recent episodes of Good Company. So there you go. Lots of ways to catch us. Thanks to modern technology. Now, last week, I think it was, everything's a blur these days, but we were talking about wildlife here in Canada. And I have a great story for you. It's coming out of Quebec City. There's a wildlife photographer there. Her name is Anise Trépanier, and she had a very, very close encounter with one of the world's largest owls. There she is with her camera taking photos of wildlife, and this massive great gray owl decides to perch right there on top of her lens. She had one of those very long lenses, as of course wildlife photographers do. You don't want to interrupt what the wildlife is doing and you want to stay afar. But this great gray owl thought, oh, that's like a perfect branch for me to hang out on. I can only imagine how heavy that would have been. Like, you're focused on this image at the end of your lens, and suddenly this extra weight right there on your lens. I can't even imagine. She says that she was just trying to take photos and the owl just perched on her camera for about 30 seconds. She says that she remembers standing as still as possible because her friends, who were also photographers, were telling her not to move, because she, of course, went with some friends taking these pictures. And so they actually got some great photos of her with this owl on her camera. So talk about an experience for this photographer. Doesn't get closer than that. I'm Holly Taylor, and at faithstrongtoday.com, that's our main hub, as you know. You can find out our social media links. They're all listed there for you. Also, great articles for you to check out. We also have links to YouTube with some videos, and all of our podcasts are hosted at faithstrongtoday.com. So once you find your favorite, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform. So all of that can be found at one place, faithstrongtoday.com. Holly Taylor here, and I love this story because can you imagine? And I think we've all been there. You're working, somebody calls in sick, somebody else isn't showing up, you're getting slammed, especially if you're working in some kind of service industry. It just seems like the busiest days are those days where suddenly nobody's there to help you. Well, that happened to one cafeteria lunch lady, and she was having a rough go. One person tested positive for COVID, so they couldn't come in. Somebody else was already sick. It was just her. She was really shorthanded. And she happened to be listening to a radio show. And Mr. Gord Ramsay, chef extraordinaire, was talking about his latest TV show. He's looking forward to it. So he's doing this whole PR thing, talking to his show, and they were taking live callers. And so Tina, the cafeteria manager, called in and said, hey, I'm on my own here at Edward Peak Middle School. We could use some help. Would Chef Gordon Ramsay like to swing on by and help us prepare lunch for the students? Well, she was joking, of course, but Mr. Ramsay was like, oh, I can't come. I'm so sorry. However, I might be able to send somebody. So as soon as she was off air, Gordon Ramsay connected her with Rob Roy Cameron, one of his top chefs that he has trained and worked with, and he sent Rob over to the school to assist. How fun is that? At first, Tina was a little nervous. Like, what would the principal say? She just, like, invited this random guy over to, like, help make food for students. However, it turned out okay. All the kids were excited that essentially another celebrity chef was going to be helping make their lunch. So it turned out to be quite the incredible situation. And here these students are enjoying some amazing food. I bet that this was their best lunch of the year. Not to say Tina's food isn't good, but just knowing that somebody came in, was caring for them, and just thought, I'm going to help out. I love it. I can't even imagine. What a shock for all. All right. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you right here on Good Company tomorrow.